Now, boys and girls, last time we began to see those things about God in the books of Samuel. And you remember those two books are called that because the main character in the book, the one that we're mostly told about, is that man Samuel. We saw how Samuel had been born in answer to the prayers of his mother. And then, of course, how he had been given to God in that sense. And he went to live in the tabernacle with old Eli the priest. And how God spoke to Samuel there and told him things concerning Eli. Now we said last time that the things that God spoke to Samuel about Eli weren't really very good as far as Eli were concerned. And it's those things then that we begin to see in the next bit of the book of Samuel that we think about this morning. The thing that we're mostly thinking about is the Ark of the Covenant. Now, you remember what the Ark of the Covenant was. It was that piece of furniture. It was that box that stood in the tabernacle where the people worshipped God in the wilderness. And, of course, God had given them that Ark of the Covenant so that they could come before it and so that they could worship and praise him and know that he was in their presence. Well, they had great enemies, the children of Israel at that time, people called the Philistines. Eli's two sons were priests in Israel as well. Although they were very, very bad priests, they were very, very bad men, in fact. And so because Eli hadn't really put them out of the priesthood, had stopped them from being priests, it was for that reason that God had spoke to Samuel and told him indeed that he was going to judge Eli's two sons and that Eli himself would end up very, very sad man. Well, the children of Israel were fighting against the Philistines and they were being defeated. Some of the children of Israel thought, let's do this. Let's take the Ark of the Covenant out of the tabernacle. We'll carry it on our shoulders down to where the battle is raging. And when we have the Ark of the Covenant amongst us, then God will surely be on our side and we'll defeat the Philistines. Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, they said, yes, that's a great idea. And in fact, we'll carry the Ark of the Covenant down to the battlefield. They should never have done that, boys and girls, because God had said that the Ark of the Covenant was to remain within the tabernacle where he said it was to be. But off they went to the battle, and when they came down with the Ark of the Covenant to the battle, then the children of Israel, they were delighted, and they thought, surely now God will be with us, seeing we have the Ark with us. And a great shout went up, the Bible tells us, in the camp of the Israelites. At first the Philistines were frightened when they heard this tremendous shout going up from the Israelite camp. But soon they began to say, what are we being afraid of? And so the captains of the Philistines turned round and they said, quit yourselves like men. In other words, be like men. Go out and fight against the Israelites and we'll win. And the Philistines went out to fight against the Israelites and they did win. And Hophni and Phinehas, Eli's two sons, and many other of the priests of Israel, they were all killed that day. And the Ark of the Covenant was taken by the Philistines, captured, and taken away back to one of their cities. Well, one of the Israelites from the battlefield ran back to Shiloh, where Eli was. Eli was very old at this time, and he was sitting by the roadside, we're told, and he had lost his eyesight. He was blind. And when he heard of the news of the Ark of the Covenant being taken, then he cried out before God and he said, the glory of God has departed. And the Bible tells us that with that, Eli died. He was very old, but with that terrible news that was brought to him that the Ark of the Covenant had been taken and his two sons had been killed, then the Bible tells us that with that news, Eli died and passed out of this world. Well, the Philistines took the Ark of the Covenant back into their city, as we've said. They put it in a great big room where their great god, their idol was. It was called Dagon. And they set the Ark of the Covenant alongside Dagon. The next day when they came into the temple of Dagon, where that idol was, Dagon, the great big idol, was lying on its face. Couldn't understand what had happened. And so they pushed it back up onto its bases again. And then the next day they came in and Dagon was lying on its face again. And they began to say, it's because we brought this Ark of the Covenant of the children of Israel. That's what is happening. That's why this is happening to us. They sent it to another city. When they sent it to that city, all the people broke out in sores. They sent it to another city, and there were plagues in that city as well. And then the Philistines began to say, we should never have this Ark of the Covenant amongst us. Let's send it back to the children of Israel again. And so they built a cart, and they put it on the cart, the Ark of the Covenant on the cart, and they took two cows, and they put the two cows in the harness, and they just sent them off. They weren't going to have anything more to do with the Ark of the Covenant. And the Bible tells us that the two cows just went precisely, exactly on the road back to Israel again. And as soon as they crossed over the borders of Israel, some of the people saw that the Ark of the Covenant was back with them again. Some priests called Levites, they took it down, set it on the ground, and they were surely glad that the Ark of the Covenant was back with them again. But another thing happened. There were some people that were very inquisitive, very nosy. And some men, the Bible tells us, came and they lifted up the lid of the ark to look inside, maybe to see whether or not the Philistines had stolen anything out of the ark, especially the Ten Commandments, those two slabs of stone, you remember. But when they looked inside the ark, the Bible tells us that they were smitten down on the spot, and the priests were very frightened at that. But eventually they brought back the Ark of the Covenant back into its place where it ought to have been, and then they worshipped the Lord in the way that God told them to do so. Now, what are two lessons out of that, boys and girls? You see, really, this is the most important lesson, I suppose. It doesn't matter what kind of things we do with regards to God if our heart isn't right with God. You see, those Israelites thought, well, if we just take the ark, then God will be on our side. But their hearts weren't right. And it's good to do many things that God tells us to do, but the great thing is to know that our hearts are right with God. In other words, doing no outward things really makes us right with God. We have to be right with God in our hearts. Then when our hearts are right, then we will do the outward things that God tells us to do. They should never have taken that ark, of course, in the right place, in the first place. And if their hearts had been right with God, they would have known that they should never have touched the ark. And then also, you see, it's not good to meddle with things that God tells us not to meddle with. Those men should never have lifted the lid of the ark to look inside, because the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth, as it was called, it was holy. And God had said how it was to be treated, and so they should never have treated it in any different way. So if you think of the book of Samuel, think of the birth of Samuel, how God spoke to Samuel, how he spoke to him about Eli, and then what happened to Eli's two sons, what happened to the Ark of the Covenant, and the lessons that we're to bear in mind, that we're to have our heart right before the Lord our God.